housing officials are worried local governments are underutilizing money that could fund affordable rentals. I'm Kate Payne. The state's demand for rental units hasn't slowed since before the Great Recession. But according to state housing officials, most local governments aren't using available public money to build affordable rentals. Jack Humberg says that's because lawmakers are taking the funds meant for affordable housing and using them on other projects. He leads the Boley Centers, a support organization for people with disabilities.
I suspect that that's because what they're getting isn't enough to impact the rental market in their community, so they use it for rehab and home ownership issues.
According to a University of Florida analysis, the cost burden is largely falling on low-income renters. 69% of them spend more than 40% of their income on rent. Housing is generally considered affordable if it costs 30% of a resident's income or less. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.